Okay.
Shalom aleichem, everyone. Brishos, Rabbi Brishos, all the chavrei. I call it Brishos Rabbi Packer, all the rabbanim. So I'm very excited for today's chabura. Topic which I want to look at is a little bit of an overview analysis of certain topics on Daf Chaf specifically, which deals with the question of when you do yibum on a woman who was asura to you beforehand, chayvei lavin, chayvei lavin da'asei. So I sent out that taking a look at Daf Chaf would be very helpful for this chabura. We'll still learn the Gemara's, but we will be doing it bekitzer because learning the whole Daf would take a little bit of time. But I guess let's just jump in. I'll just say that a lot of what I'm going to be saying is based on what Meir and I came up with together. Half it might be his. And then after we had certain yesodos, so I will also say that one sefer in particular called the Mishbere Yam I found by Shmuel Aaron Fish. Was fantastic and was mashing a lot of these inyanim, if anyone's ever heard of them before. Okay, so let's get started. So we have
that's a pun, pashtus.
A fish?
Fish and mishbereyam, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, pashut, mishbereyam, I didn't even catch that. Fish and mishbereyam, yeah. So he has 11 svarim out already, so he's very good. Maybe he's American. Okay, so anyways, the Mishnah says as follows, if you look on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, I'm going to be following along in my source sheet, but Meir was kind enough to give me a Gemara in case you have any kashas outside the source sheet. So the Mishnah says in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Klal Amru Bi Yivama, there's the following Klal by a Yivama. Kol Shehi Isser Erva, Lo Kol Letzes Lo Misabem. So if we have a woman who is an Erva, she's an Isser Kares, specific types of Krisos, I shouldn't have said Kares. She have a woman who's an Isser Erva, so this woman's not getting Chalitza or Yivum, that we've all seen, we've dealt with that at length. She's going to be Muteres Le Shuk, assuming there's no other brothers. Isser mitzvah, isser kedusha. Here's where I'm going to be focusing more on. If you have an isser mitzvah of isser kedusha, so I'm not going to translate, choletza salomi sabemis. The din is then that she requires chalitza. She cannot get yibum, she requires chalitza. So what do those things mean? So the Mishnah says, isser mitzvah is shnius midivrei sofrim, isser kedusha amana lekohen gadol. Grusha vechalutza lekohen hedyot mamzeres nesina liyisol uvas yisol lenosin umamzer. So the Mishnah says, what's an isser mitzvah? Isser mitzvah is the shnius are isurim dirabanan of Yibum, women who are Asura Midrabanan. And Isser Kedusha is a reference to all Chayavei Lavin are mentioned over here, as well as Alman L'Kohen Gadol. The Gemara is going to pick up on that an Alman L'Kohen Gadol could potentially be an Isser of Chayavei Lavin. They'll say it's not just Chayavei Lavin. The din by all these women is that they require Chalitza and not Yibum. So jumping ahead in the Gemara asks the following question. Alman L'Kohen Gadol, it says that by an Alman L'Kohen Gadol, so she's going to get Chalitza and not Yibum. So the Gemara is bothered. It sounds like if this is true, whether she is an almana mina erusin to the Kohen Gadol, meaning she was mina erusin from the mace, meaning she was never niveles, or mina nisuin where she was niveles. So bishlama mina nisuin ase velos ase. Veinase dochelos ase yase. So the guy says, I understand very well why the woman who is a almana Kohen Gadol min hat nisuin, she is not going to be able to get it because she is an Isser Aseh and a Los Aseh. She's a Ba'ula, that's an Isser Aseh, and then she's also a Man L'Kohen Gadol, is already a Lav. So Lav Yaseh, I understand why she's not going to be able to get Yibum, why she will need Chalitza. Tosfos deals with exactly whether that she'll need Chalitza as Pashut or not, but at the very least, I understand why she won't be able to get Yibum. Fine. Elamina Erusin lo sase greidahu. But the case of Erusin, Nalmana mina Erusin, she's just a lav, because there's no Isser Ba'ula, she was never in Niv'eles to the mace, so she's just a man l'kohen gadol. Yavo asev yidche lo sase. So the Gemara asks, why does she have to get chalitza? She should be able to even get yibum. We have a concept of ase doche lo sase, ayein, the first chabur I gave this year. So you should be able to do yibum on this woman. So the Gemara is going to have two different answers. I'm going to go through them quickly. There's a lot to talk about in the first answer, which I'm not touching on, and which Meir touched on a little bit, and the other chaburas have all touched on this topic at the beginning. But I'll just say outside, the Gemara is going to have two stages. It's first going to say that no, even by Chayavei Lavin, there's a Gzeres HaKasuv, that there's no Yibum, Midioraisa, this woman's not going to get Yibum. And then that answer is going to get rejected, and the final conclusion of the Gemara is going to be that that Gzeres HaKasuv does not apply here, rather, she's only Asura Midrabanan as a Gzer. So let's just read it inside. We'll go a little bit quickly. So Amar Rav Gida Amar Rav Amar Kra. We also Yevimto Hasha'ara. So there's a pasuk which says that the Yevama is Olah L'Sha'ara. She'ein Talmud Lomar Yevimto. Why does it say Yevimto? Ma Talmud Lomar Yevimto. Yesh Lecha Yevama Acha She'ola L'Chalitza Ve'ein Ola L'Yibum. So this Gzeres HaKasuv that there's a specific woman who does not have Yibum but still has Chalitza. Ve'ezo Zuchayav Ve'Lavin. So there's this drasha which teaches that despite I would have thought aseh dochelos aseh, I have a drasha to teach you that she still requires chalitza. Excuse me, that she cannot get yibum and she needs chalitza. Ve'machay v'krisus amar kravim lo yachpo sa'ish lakachas hachav v'tz miyabim kol ol yibum ol chalitza v'choshen ol yibum eino ol chalitza. The Gemara is bothered. Well, why don't you say that this applies to chayv v'krisus? The Gemara says, no, there's a counter drasha. Yachi chayv v'lav inami harab yachmani v'imto. Uma rais, why do you apply one pasuk by chayv v'krisus and one pasuk by the chayv v'lav? Mistab v'chayv v'lav in tafsibu kiddushin, chayv v'krisus lo tafsibu kiddushin. So the chilik is, ayein, meir's chabura, that one is tafsibu kiddushin, the other one is not. So by chayv v'krisus, there's not even chalitza. By chayv v'lav, there still is going to be chalitza. Fine. Then Rava comes along and Rava says, this doesn't make sense. Masiv Rava. Isser mitzvah the isser kedusha va aleha ocha ratzla niftarat sarasa. The din is that if one were to go and have bia, if one were to go and be miyabim this woman who's an isser lav, let's just focus on that. So the tzara is niftara. Her tzara, you do yibum on A, the tzara B, we'll call her, is niftara. V'isal kadai techayav elam midi arayis lechalitza ramya leibum lo ramya ki ba aleha mai niftarat sarasa. Says Rava, if it were really true that this woman isn't ola liyibum even midiyoraisa, how could it be that my yibum is going to poter her tzara? She wasn't ola liyibum, she's not ola liyibum, so it wouldn't make sense that her tzara is niftra. We're going to get back to that later in the chaburah. Humosiva v'humifari klalit studying tani ba'alea yisr mitzvah chalitz la yisr kedusha. So he says we can answer that really the case of ba'alea was not talking about the chayav elavim, it was talking about the shnios, not a problem. Okay, technical answer. The Gemara then has another stage later where it rejects this entire way of thinking, because there's a braisa which says that if in ba'alu kanu, I should include this one line, but there's a braisa which says if you were ba'on a chayav elavin, so you have been kone that woman. If you did yibum on chayav elavin, you've been kone that woman. And the Gemara says, therefore, it must be that that she is not ol yibum midyoraisa. And comes along Rava, and Rava says, nupshat ela amarava gzera biya rishona atu biya shnia. The correct pshat is that really, midyoraisa, the chayav elavin, because of aseh docheles aseh, they are ola yibum. But there's a gzeira. You can't do bi'a rishona, because if you do bi'a rishona, you're going to end up doing bi'a shnia. It's a discussion rishonim, exactly what the hagdar of bi'a rishona and bi'a shnia is. But because the second bi'a would be aser, so they asered the first bi'a as well. Tani nami hachi imbalu kanu bi'a rishona, the aser the kaimon bi'a shnia. So the Bryce is beferish this way. If you do bia on the chayav elavin, so then you are kone bibia rishona, you would be kone, and then it's just aser to keep them for bia shnia. Fine. Then the Gemara has this very interesting line. So then Rava backs off. Rava backs off, but Rava is going to still maintain the shita at the end of the day. We'll see. But Rava backs off right now. Hadam Rava vitem Rav Ashi lav mil sehidamri. What I said was not correct. That really midi oraisa she's ola liyibum. We have a klal in aseh dochelos. I say there's only docha if it's efshar lekayim shnehem. Hachanami efshar bechalitza. What could you do here instead of doing yibum? Just do chalitza, because you could do chalitza. Says Rava, it must be that you cannot do yibum because you could equally be mekayim the mitzvah through chalitza. There is no aseh dochelos aseh over here, so I must be wrong. Ad mekayim aseh velos aseh. And the Gemara says, well, he's wrong. Meisi baby imbalu kanu. He must be incorrect, because it's clear if you do bia again, if you do yibum on the chayav elavin, you were kone. So clearly she was ol yibum tiyuftan. So that last backing off was rejected. Okay, so I'm just going to pause there. The two things I want to pull out of this Gemara is that by the chayav elavin, the maskan of the Gemara is that imbalu kanu, if you were to be bal the chayav elavin, so you would be kone that her. And it's clear also earlier that you would be poter her tzara if you were to do yibum, so the tzara would be ptura. By the chayav elavin ve'aseh, we're going to have to get back to it, but the Gemara seemed to be very comfortable saying she is not even ola liyibum, and that's going to be clear from the ensuing Gemara also, which we'll get to maybe shortly, that in balu by chayav elavin ve'aseh, if you had a woman who's like the Kohen Gadol, who's also who's also niveles, so then she would not be niknes, and she would not be able to be poter her tzara. Just derech ha'ara before, this is not really like anything I really want to plan to focus on, but it's just a kedai ha'ara meir, and I noticed that Rashi seems to not hold of the maskan of the Gemara. So the Gemara seems to have said by chayav elavin in balu kanu. Rashi says in multiple places, I took three of them for you in this source sheet, Rashi says in a bunch of places that if you were to be balu chayav elavin, they are not ola liyibum because of yipimto. So, for instance, the first time we saw this was on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, The Gemara is talking about a mamzer. The top Rashi, I think, on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is talking about a mamzer. Can a mamzer pater, if the man had a child who's a mamzer, will that child pater from Yibum Makuri? So the Gemara says that Kevan de Inyan Yibum Mifter Nifter. Sorry, it's the other way around. If you have a brother who's a mamzer, let's say one of the brothers of the mace is a mamzer, will the woman be zakuka to the mamzer? The Gemara says, Kevan de Inyan Yibum Mifter Nifter, because had the Yavam had a child who's a mamzer, that would have patterned the woman from Yibum. Mizkok Nami Zakik, it must be that since as a son he counts for Yibum with respect to the dinim of being a ben for Yibum, so he should count as being an ach for Yibum as well. Rashi, what does he say? Mizkok Nami Zakik has an interesting lashon. He says, what would it mean as a brother that there's a zika? So she's Mizkok Nami Zakik le'eshes achiv le Yibum. There is a zika to the eshes ach for Yibum. Shafil ein kan ach elamamzer ze zikuka lechalitza. Because what will the din be if she is if there's only this mamzer? She's kuka lechalitza. So if you just have that Rashi, you could say, okay, he means practically, you know, the zika. What we're going to tell you to end up doing is chalitza, because that's the din rabbanim. But he's not really addressing the din d'oraisa. So maybe you could have said that. If you look though, this is not the only place. And then I saw just yesterday, actually, didn't get onto the source sheets. There's a couple of Rashi's on Daf Yud and Daf Tes, which sound this way also. But Rashi in Yevamos is beferish. He runs into. He says this explicitly. He says v'hakuli pirkin. Asay de yibum v'lo tasay de iser, hu deramu ahadadi. Anytime you have an asay of yibum and an iser which come against each other, v'lo asay de yibum v'dochi lav de iser. We don't say that an asay of yibum is doche a lav of an iser. Kigon mamzeres di Yisrael, mamzer li Yisraelis, v'chein chalal lekohen. Umay taima. Why don't these things? Why is there no dichi over here? Dehan nafkalon berg beiz mivi al tayivim to hashaara. And he quotes our Gemara in the Havamina and says that applies to the Yivam. Very surprising. In Sanhedrin, he says the same thing. If you just jump to Daphne and Gimel, jump to the underline. So he says, Aval Isser Mitzvah u Kedusha Dibnos Kedushin in Hu. Marbinan Hosom Yivim to Yeshus Hacher Shol Lashar Lachlots Vein Ol Yibum. The Ezu Zu Chayave Lavin. Chayave Lavin are included in Yivim to against the Maskana.
In the next Rashi.
Correct. So then a later Rashi, he does mention the Gzera. And Tos Rebbe Kiva Eger scratches his head. The Gilim Hashas over there scratches his head. I can give you two pshatim. I haven't seen a pshat which was Misyashe Valibi, but one pshat I saw was that there's this fascinating eshkol which the Kovet Ha'aros quotes, that if you have kilayim betzitzis by a beged pishtan, so there's midrabanan, they said you shouldn't be wearing kilayim betzitzis on a beged pishtan. They made a gzeira against sadin betzitzis. Midyaraisa, you'd be able to do that. So the Sefer Eshkol says if you were to go ahead and have kilayim, so you'd actually get malchus midyaraisa. So why are you getting Malkus Midyaraisa? So the way that the Kovei Tzaharos quotes Reb Chaim is that when they instituted the Din Derabanan, it actually uprooted your mitzvah saseh. Somehow they have that koach, and then mimela, you're just violating the law. So Reb Chaim, so someone wanted to argue maybe that's the same thing going on with this Rashi. Once they instituted the Din Derabanan, it reverts to not being kone, the woman. It reverts to not actually being, not working, and so therefore Rashi includes the Havamina as his shot. The problem with that is that the brises are beferish that involve lukanu by the chayav elavim, so it doesn't really work. I saw another pshat, but I'm gonna leave it just because I'm not sure that's the MS. So if anyone has ideas, I'm open to hearing. Yeah.
No, but these two rashis are both quite possible, but they're using it for different points.
Right.
Rashi answer is it's not explaining why there's no yibum. It's explaining
why there is chalitza. Right.
So you don't know what Rashi thinks.
But even that's not necessary. Meaning, really,
no,
the raisa.
Right. No, it sounds like he thinks it's
right.
The raisa.
Right.
But it may be the raisa because he also doesn't seem to hold chalitz makom yibum mitzvah on the earlier in the sechta.
Right. One suggestion I saw, and I don't know if I can work it out, but he said, I haven't looked at Daf Lamed Tes sufficiently, but on Daf Lamed Tes, so someone was arguing that if you look at the ensuing Gemara, so Rava, we just said, why should you have thought that this is actually kind of shame because you could do chalitza. You seem to have a great argument. So the Gemara addresses his point later on. So why was he wrong? And the Gemara says because on Chafal HaMenalef it says because chalitza b'makom yibum lav klumi. So that's an interesting idea. So some achronim wanted to suggest that some achronim people I've never heard of wanted to suggest that maybe Rashi thinks that on Lamed Tes that the real din is that chalitza is actually the ideal, like Abba Shaul. Maybe Rashi paskins like Abba Shaul. If it's the case that Rashi paskins like Abba Shaul, so then Rava actually was right at the end of the day that chalitza is an equal, if not better, option to yibum. And mimeila, you don't have the ability. There is no dechia here, and so yibimta will end up applying.
Let's see, Shmuel has that question. Not, he doesn't say about Rashi.
I mean, that, he asks on the how could this be right?
Why don't we say the maskana?
Right. So it depends on whether that's a din d'rabbanan, the oraisa,
and Shmuel on this issue. You know, kufayin. So you have the.
I don't have the
Kufayin Dalit. You have the Shchon Aruch.
Yeah.
So on the Beis Shmuel, on that piece,
he asks the question.
Asks his question and expands on it. And it is Madura Kama, which I printed in the fancy. You know, he went even more extensively into that. Like, what is the Chalitza, Kodemes Daraisa, Drabanan? Is it Kodemes Daraisa? Is it a technicality? You know, whether it really negates, Bavar Mimo.
Right.
But that's...
It'll depend on whether you think it's... Okay. I only saw explaining these rashes. So, saying the idea's there beforehand. Okay. Fine. Very good. So, I'm going to move on. That was just, again, Derech Ha'ara. That Rashi. What I want to talk about for a little bit is Chayav Yaseh. The Gemara never discusses what the din would be by a mitzris, by an edomis, by, I don't know, come up with another Chayav Yaseh, Be'ula alone, let's say the Kohen Gadol. So, what if you had a woman who is an Israseh? So, does she fit into the Chayav Lavin category? Does she fit into the Chayav Lavin Ve'aseh category, such that Imbalu lo kanu, and you would not be able to be pater per tzar? So Tosfos says what I would have come into the sugya thinking was, the Pashtus. Tosfos says in multiple places, I gave you two of them, but he says it really throughout the entire Masechta. Tosfos says that when the Gemara brought up the application of this drasha to Chayav Elavin, he says, what was the Gemara's even have a meaning to apply it to Chayav Elavin? We know we have a klal, v'ase dochelo sase. He says, v'teima, minon lok mikra b'chayav Elavin, nuki kra b'chayav ase greida. Would make more sense to apply this drash to Chayav Aseh, which I would have expected don't have Yibum, unlike the Chayav Lavin, where I did expect there to be Yibum because of Aseh, Doche, Los Aseh. In the Maskana, I don't know why I gave you the Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh says the same thing, but it's more clear on Daf Chaf Amud Beis in Tosfos Dibur Maschil Gzeira. He says Beferish that Limaskana, the drasha of Yivimto, is being applied for Chayav Aseh. So if you... you take Tosfos very clear. Chayav Aseh are included in the drasha of Yevimto. They're not included. The Tosfos HaRosh holds the same thing. And why would you have said that? Because there's a Gemara in Psachim which seems mefurish that an Aseh is not doche another Aseh. Gemara is talking about if we end up learning Zvachim next year. I know that's on the roster potentially. If Rebbe lets it, I don't know what. Okay, we'll discuss. So,
not allowed to election here in the middle of that.
No, I like putting people on the
before
spot.
Before and after you're allowed to.
Okay, fine. So we'll.
Voltea keys.
So the Gemara is talking about violating the Aseh de Ashlama. So we note the Tamid Shel Shachar has to be the first korban you offer, and the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, again, with a couple exceptions, has to be the last korban you offer. So what if you, you're a Mechusar Kippurim? The Gemara is talking about Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's opinion. He thinks if you're a Mechusar Kippurim, you had some korban you had to, you offered earlier that day, and then you notice, whoops, I still haven't brought my korbanos, which will make me mutter to go and eat korbanos. So Rashi explains as an aseh to go and eat korbanos. He applies it even to, he says it's true even for non-Kohanim. I'm a non-Kohen, I have a mitzvah aseh to go and eat my korbanos, but right now I'm a Mechusar Kippurim, and shoot, we already offered the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. So can I violate the Aseh D'Ashlama, offer my korbanos to enable me to go and eat from the my own korbanos to fulfill that Aseh in order to fulfill that Aseh at the expense of the Aseh D'Ashlama? That's what the Gemara is talking about. So the Gemara says, just jump to the underline on source 8, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochanan ben Broka Omer, Af Mechusar Kippurim B'Shayim Mos Hashana, Shetova Ve'Ocha B'Kodshim Erev. Mechusar Kippurim, any day of the week, any day of the year. The Gemara earlier was talking about Pesach, that's why it uses this lashon. But he can be told of the ocha b'kodshim erev. He can go ahead and offer his korbanos so that he could eat kodshim that evening. So the Gemara says bishlam l'tanakama yava ase de Pesach sheish bokaris vidache ase de ashlama sheim bokaris. Okay, whatever the Tanakama's opinion was by Pesach, that makes sense. One there's karis, the other one there's not karis. But el Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka my olmi dahai ase mihai ase. The Gemara has this line. Why would you ever think that I can violate one ase to fulfill the other asay, what makes this asay of eating kachim any better than the asay of asay de ashlama? How could that be the case? So there's no dechia here. If there's no dechia, you'd expect exactly what Artoso said. There's no dechia by this mitzvah's yibum against a mitzri sedomis or be'ul l'kohen gadol. So I would have expected there not to be dechia. We saw by chavei lav mi'asei, when there's no dechia, you fit into the yibimto category, you fit into the category of not being ola l'yibum at all. That would have been my starting point. If you look at the Rambam, though, the Rambam does not say that. We can skip source 9 for a moment. The Rambam says it's a long little piece, but he basically lays down the klalim, and he throws in our question. He says, in Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza, Perek Vav, Halachos Yud and Aleph, and Yud Aleph, Haisa Hayavama Asura al Yavama Isser Lav. So let's say I've got a Yavama, she's Asura, she's a Lav. Okay, that we saw the Gemara for. O Isra Asay. The Rambam throws in. She could be Asura just midin Isra Asay. O Sha Haisa Shnia. So that was in the Gemara. Harizu Choletzes Vlomis Yavama. She requires Chalitza and not Yibum. Why does she need chalitza? At the end of the day, this woman is, he's quoting the Gemara, fine. Again, Ayin Meir's Chabur for how that all fits together. Really, this woman should have gotten, all these women, the Shniyos, the Asay, and the Chayav Elavin, should have been able to get Yibum. Yibum mitzvah Asay. It's a very interesting line. He says, we have a call. Asay is docha los Asay. And seemingly, the way he's understanding is that I say docha lo asay, and of course, that means it'll also be docha this iser asay as well. He doesn't address the iser asay head on. So somehow in this statement, you'd expect that this is answering the question of the iser asay. Avachacham gazur shlo yisyabu chayavin lavin v'lo shnios, gzeir Hashem yavo aleihem biyashnia. So here's, again, another strange line in the Rambam. Chacham or gazur, don't do yibum on whom? On the chayavin lavin and the shnios. I don't know why, whatever, we'll maybe get to why. But he doesn't mention the chayav yaseh over here. But there's a gzeir Hashem yavo aleha bia shnia. V'rei biyasa asur ve'ein sham mitzvah. Fine. She'ein mitzvah asaseh ala bia rishona bilvad. Lefichach im avar bal yivim to asur mishum lav. So let's say you were to go ahead and do yibum on a woman who's asur mishum lav, umishum aseh, ve'ein sarich lomar shnia. If you were to do yibum on any of those three types of women, hariza kana kinyan gomor, umotzia beget, then you were kona her, she needs just a get, she doesn't need chalitza, v'hi v'chol tzaroseha mutaros tzar, shehare niftru. And it will pat to the tzaros because the yibum did in fact work. So, what's going on at the Rambam? So the way which I think the Derech HaMelech, there's different answers, and we'll see, depending on whether people are bothered, whether I present all the different answers, but the Derech HaMelech, which I saw, I'll just tell you who says this, and I think it's a very compelling shot. Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger, Mabushe Yom Tov, the Kovei Tzaharos, the Ksav Sofer, and the Shagas Aryeh all give the exact same shot, which is that the Rambam holds like the Shitas HaRajba in Ksubas. The Rajba in Ksubas, I hopefully gave it to you, is dealing with a different question. He's dealing with a question of if someone's Me'anes, a woman, so they have a requirement to go and marry that woman. But the Mishnah says there's a few exceptions, women who the Me'anes is not able to marry, if she was a surah to him anyways, midin asay, or not midin asay, midin erva, or other things. So the Rajba is dealing with that big question, and he's saying, I would expect there to be dechia by an isra asay as well. I would have expect, he thinks that the Me'anes would be able to go and marry a chiyuve asay, an isra, a woman who's asur midin asay as well. I'm just going to jump to the bold, v'yesh lomar, de asay de mitzri, why should this be? Kevan de eno asay gomor, El lav haba michlal asay. Since the Isser Mitzri is only a lav haba michlal asay, lo odif milav gamor denirchi mipnei asay. It's no different than a lav. An Isser asay, when you have an Isser which comes from a positive commandment, that's no different than a lav. At the end of the day, it's a lav which is learned from a positive language in the Torah. So it's true, we'll call it an asay, but really it's a lav at the end of the day. We treat it like a lav with respect to dechi at the very least. So that's the Rashba Shita. But the Asay is basically, an Isra Asay is basically no different than a Lav. The Achronim say the Rambam probably holds the exact same thing. He uses the language of Isra Asay, and they explain what's up with the Rambam missing out this language whenever he talked about it later on. He first says, if you have a woman who's an Isra Asay, an Isra Lav, or Shnia, and then when he talks back about it, he only ever mentions Shnios and Laving. He doesn't mention the Asay, which is a little strange. I say because the Rambam's learning like this Rashba that an Isra Asay is the same thing. It's a Lav, Haba, Michal Asay. So you can say Asay Dochalos Asay. That's Kolel and Isra Asay as well. That wasn't a Hashmata of the Rambam to leave it out. But simply put, that is just him saying, and Isra Seh is no different than a lav when he spoke about it later on.
You say that.
Yeah.
You also shouldn't have to say it separately for Avarubal
Khan. Yeah, spell yourself out. What do you mean?
The Ram does, you're saying essentially, Lagabi Asay Dokarus Asay, no difference between Yasay and Lav. So that's why the Ram just a lav. But Raman did feel the need when he said Lashika, you're in other ball that you're Konat, he feels the need to differentiate between the two. The way you're explaining it, I would assume the way you would understand the Kenyan is because of Asay Dokarus Asay.
Correct.
So then.
So what would you want him to say in the end? Lafichach im avar.
Well, he shouldn't say anything. He should just say lav. He shouldn't say asay again.
No, I mean, she's asura mishum lav o mishum asay still. It's still the isser is coming because of an asay, like you said at the beginning.
Right.
It's an isser which comes from an asay.
But you're saying essentially, with Gabi and the din, asay do perus asay, they're not separate categories, which is why when the Rambam said in the din that you could do yivum, he left it out. So if that's true, and you think that they're from the hatalia, the din, kinyan, the din, asay do perus asay, so that it should just be consistent one way or the other.
I mean,
he has to teach you.
I happen to not read the Ramah, but to be fair, it's still an Isra Asay, it's still an Asay.
That's true, but then if that's the case, you should have to, you know, include it also in the Minadin.
In the line of Chachamim does it, why is he leaving out Chachamim Asay there?
Well, that's what you're trying to explain. Because
it's less, so it's implicit.
Right, that's how I think most of these Achronim are learning. I'll put out there what the Note of Yehuda has a totally different mahalach here. The Note of Yehuda thinks that the Rambam does not subscribe to the idea that an asay is doche, another asay. He thinks that asay doche asay is really a toss-up. So the din would be, lechatchila, what should I do? Sheid al tasa adif, don't do anything.
The language of Mayolme.
Mayolme, right? Mayolme, high asay. So there's no dechia, but there's not necessarily the lack of a dechia either. We don't know what to do. So if you don't do anything, so the right thing is to not do anything over here. And the Chachamim don't even necessarily, he's got different lashons there, the Chachamim don't even necessarily need to be gozer on those Chayav Yaseh, because that's just Pasha. That's just, the Svar Pshuta is, you should not do Yibum on Chayav Yaseh. If you were to go and end up doing Yibum though, so now you say, Mayome Hayaseh, Mayaseh the other way. Maybe you should be Kona. So the din, the way it works out is that you are Kona. That's the Note of Yehuda's read. There was so that's right. That's an issue. Meaning, he says you're kona b'taras vaday. That's what the Rambam says. Why is that the case?
Because once the din is you don't have to divorce, you're kona.
Right. It's something along those lines. So it's
lack of kinyan is a tzotzah. It's not the same issue. It's a consequence of whether it's us or not.
You're saying the moment that it's much to be made of, there's a kinyan.
Why should it be kinyan at all?
Right.
Why should it be lokah?
Right. Okay, I like it. So I'm trying to remember, there was an issue with the Note of Yehuda, which maybe will come to my mind as Mayor thinks about what his question is. No, you're good. You're just thinking. Fine. Right, so the one question which he... No, I'll hold off. Good. I don't remember if there was a big question on the Note of Yehuda. Remember, there was something in his Shaka Vataria which the... Achronim after him pointed out in the Gemara, it doesn't seem to work out so well the way which he was saying, but I don't remember, so I'm not going to guess. Fine. I'll just say, if that's the pshat in the Rambam, as many Mefarshim say, the first way, not the Note of Yehuda, that's what I'm going to be assuming just going forward. This is a stamma point. What's the svar for why an Isra Asay is the same as a Los Asay? Where'd that come from? So, you could just say, well, why should it be any different than a Lav? The Chosam Sofer and the Mabusha Yom Tov, they both have a nice idea. They say that, what's the whole idea of an asay being docha los asay? You can decide whether this belongs in your drushas or in your chaburas, but I thought it was a nice idea either way. Not that it wouldn't be amis, but I'm saying it's got to think about whether or not it's that simple. But he says that, the Ramban says that that Ava is docha yira, a kium in Ava is docha a kium in Yira. So any Isra say is by definition, I'm not supposed to be doing something. It doesn't matter if it's a lav, if it's written as a lav, whereas an asay, at the end of the day, me refraining from doing something is a kium in Yira, and so mimela, the logic of the Ramban would apply such that an asay should be doche and Isser asay as well. Fine. The Ramban, I'll just point out, also seems to hold this way. Maybe we can hold off on the Ramban for 1 second, we'll get there in a second, but just Derech Ha'ara also, the Rashba is Soser himself. So the Rashba in Ksubis, this is like a Rashba with the Minchas Chinuch likes, and a whole bunch of other Achronim take this Rashba and run with it in Ksubis Daf Mem. But in Ark Sugya, he says the exact opposite. He says, the Rashba in the Bold, in his verse 12, he says, L'chayav e'asei gredi de'ein on olin li'yibum. He says, L'chayav e'asei alone are not olin li'yibum. De'ein asei doche asei v'lo asei v'lo sasei. Aseis are not doche aseis. They're also not doche aseis and lo sasei. So he just says the Dabar Pashut and aseis not doche asei. So Tzarkin had to be Miyashev. Rebbe was suggesting that maybe this fits with Rebbe's whole Yisod, if I understand correctly, that there's, I'm not going to say it close to as well as Rebbe would say it, but that the whole goal of Yibum, you need a pristine Yibum, you need this Kedushas Ishus Shel Yibum, and maybe there's something about Chayave Asei, which is not fit for them to get Yibum, even though in general maybe you'd say Asei Doche, Asei Acher, for some reason by Asay of Yibum, you wouldn't say such a thing. Is that along the lines of what you were saying?
Meaning, in general, you find in this sugya both views that were more machner and that were also more makel.
Right.
And meaning more that were more makel. If you read the Rambam Kipshuto, then you say that it refers even to regular, even despite what he says in the Rosh Chita, that here, because of the Kinyan Gomor and the Tzitzis Kedusha role and so on and so forth. So, you know, we're much more makel here because the demand of people, and the fact that this is not a Kenyan problem, so we should be more makel here, notwithstanding Kotar Kula. In the Rajba, it could be the opposite, and that has stronger roots. In other words, that even though typically this kind of an essay would be Nidcha, you know, but when it comes to Yibum, like, we have a higher standard. Rav Gidl himself is based on a higher standard. And the question is, you know, whether or not the Maskana, you know, not only do we accept Rav Gidl on the ability to be a Chalitza, you know, Bli Yibum, but that the also that Yibum has higher standards than the Dine Dechia of Kol Torah Kula. So if you say that, then that's what I was also trying to explain about why, if you hold like Balitosis, this is something I think that Nori Yudin speaks about also, is then, you know, Ein Ase Docha Los Ase Viase, according to Balitosis and Chulin, only means that you're not allowed to do it, but there is a kiyum and there is no malchus. So that's part of the question. Isn't that a stira to our Gemara?
Right.
So again, there you have this idea that's, you know, that the standards of Yibum are more demanding. In Kol Torah Kula, maybe that would be true, but when you encounter an Asei Malav, you know, and you're trying to justify going ahead with Yibum, that's enough to disrupt it. So maybe the same way for the Rashba, even if normally an Isra Asay doesn't, you know, it doesn't disrupt Asay Dochalos Asay, it simply may be patterned in that case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two
questions. One, are you suggesting, like, within the Rashba that, like, all Asays would be like, all, like, Doche Asays would be in the same rubric, or like you do with Halle?
I really, really appreciate that question because I wasn't sure if I'd talk about it, but now I get to talk about it. So I guess the question is, so what I am suggesting is that an Isser Asay is being Nidche for the Rajba, for the Rambam, and not a Kiyum Asay. So I want to flesh out what that means in a moment, but just I'll throw in the Ramban over here in source 13. There's different Gersos of the Ramban, but the one which I think I don't remember, I looked at this a while ago. My recollection is it doesn't make a difference which Gersa you have, but the way that the Ramban is written, at least in one version, is the one you have in front of you, and obviously, source 13. V'hadisanya b'chayavei lavin v'imbalu kanu, davka b'chayavei lavin greida. So when are you kona? Only by chayavei lavin alone. Aval chayavei lav va'asei, amana min hanisuin l'kohen gadol. So if you had an amana min hanisuin l'kohen gadol, so that we know is a chayavei lav yasei, or mitzris rishona grusha l'kohen hedyo. You have a woman who's a mitzris, i.e. chayav e'aseh, and she's also a grusha l'kohen hedyot, so she's also a chiyuv e'lavin, in balu lo kanu. So the Ramban goes out of his way to say, when are you not kona? Only when she's both an aseh and a los aseh. So it's mashma from the Ramban that he thinks like the Rajban Ksubis, that if I just had Chayav Yaseh, it wouldn't be sufficient to say in Balu Lokano, I would have expected the din to be in Bal Kana. Okay, so then the Ramban is at least Lishitoso in Ala Torah and Ala Shas, so that's always great. Fine. So what does it mean for something to be an Isra Aseh? This just requires a Hagdara. So I always thought, maybe incorrectly, that Rav Shechter likes to talk about this concept. He says an Isra Aseh is maybe you have to give up kolhon beso like a lav. If you treat it like a lav, it's nidche. So maybe, yes, it's nidche, but it's like a lav, so maybe you have to give up kolhon beso, just like a lav, unlike the 20% you have to give up for an Aseh. Maybe an onein, probably definitely an onein, is not allowed to violate an Isra Aseh. An onein, although they can't keep mitzvos, it's not like they're just allowed to go and be bo'ol a mitzvos or an adomis. So he talks about this. I always thought the Hagdara was, until I looked into this, that any time you're violating something bekumva aseh, if you have a mitzvah aseh, and the way you violate it is bekumva aseh, like you do be on a mitzvah or a domis, so then it by definition is an isra aseh. And any mitzvah aseh which you're mekayim al yaday b'sheva al tas, which you're mekayim again, which you violate b'sheva al tas, so then it's a kumaseh. If I don't take a lulav, so that's called a kumaseh.
That's a kumaseh, because that's a kashlamah.
So I think.
The
say again?
No, I'm saying. Good. I'm saying, but you actually violate.
Right, so you're violating the Aseh de Ashlama, Bikum Ba Aseh, and it's clear that it's not Doch over there. So there's a whole bunch of explanations for maybe the real mitzvah is to offer the korbanos in between them, and not to. You're not actively violating, you just didn't offer in between. There's like ways which.
If you want to be Mechale.
What? I want to put that out there as a possibility. Certainly I saw some achronim explain that way, and then you have to explain the aseh de hashlama. That's certainly going to be some work. The achron who I saw tackle this head on is the Kovei Tzaharus, because the Kovei Tzaharus learns the Rambam like the Rashba, and then he says, "But I've got a problem because the Rambam also paskins in
Shabbosim
Yantiv." So Shabbosim Yantiv might be another issue. I don't know. I didn't look into that Kovei Tzaharus if he's got a piece on that, or I just.
Right, so it could be also different between chops and jump the way the Ram lines
it.
Meaning, if like the Ramban or the Ramban in Perek Aleph, sounds like they're mirror images in Perek Aleph, where the Ramban then proceed with prior to the Ramban, but Siyom Tov doesn't sound that way at all. Like there's no equivalent to Parakhav Aleph.
And we still say yes to Rashi. We still say
in the Siyom Tov. There might be just Isra Aseh, but
it's probably the Rashi probably wouldn't say that. That's
yeah, right.
Or wait, well, no, let's also say Kalat.
Right.
So the Kovei Tzaharus is dealing with a different Rambam, which someone's Chabur referenced, and then one of the Chavri HaKolel told me is a Rambam which everyone knows before they even learn Yevamos. So that taught me that something. But what?
Yevamelech?
Yes, by Melech. So the Rambam says, at least just the last line, if you have the Eishes Melech, the Melech dies, and the Melech has brothers. So do the brothers do Yibum or not? So the Rambam says, because of the din of Som Tosim Alech HaMelech, it would be a bizayon to go and do Yibum on the Eishes HaMelech. Mimela, there's no Yibum. Because there's no Yibum, he says, Kol Shein Ol Yibum, Ein Ol Chalitza. That's the easier part of the Rambam, the part of the course is more complicated. But the Kovei Tzaharus is bothered because Som Tosim Alech HaMelech, you're violating it be kum ba'aseh. You're going to go and do Yibum and violate Som Tosim Alech HaMelech. Isn't that called a bittul, an iser aseh? You should have aseh doche aseh over here, according to the Rambam, and you should have the ability to go do yibum on this. You should say midya rice at least. There's the ability to do yibum. Maybe they were gozer out to be a shniel, and then they should have been gozer that you just have to do chalitza. So why doesn't this woman have any yibum? So if you jump to the bold, so he's asking it. He's talking about the Rambam. He also brings in the Rashba, and then he says the bold in source 15. This is in Simon Hey Osbav. He says, "V'yesh lomar, the divrei harajba einon ela b'iser aseh, the nidcha mipnei mitzvos aseh kmo iser los aseh." Okay, so first he spells out what the hagdar is. It's an iser, which is nidcha, just like a los aseh is nidcha. Avo kavod melech eino iser aseh ela mitzvos aseh mamsh. It's not an iser to go and violate the kavod melech. meaning that might be an Isser. But this is a mitzvah zaseh. The mitzvah is shetehei emas olecha. You have a chiyuv to be mechabed, to have yira of the king. And that's a positive kiyumu. Mishinohi kavod umor of melech mekayim is zaseh. If I act in deference towards the melech, there is a way of being mekayim this in an active way. So mimela, it's not that this pasuk is teaching me just an Isser aseh, because as long as I can fulfill this pasuk in an active way, I have a way of being mekayim the pasuk in an active way, mimela, it's a mitzvah aseh and not an Isser aseh. And that's why it doesn't fit into the category of an Isser aseh, mitzvah ein nidches mipnei aseh. So even though you could violate this actively, as long as you can be mekayim it actively as well, says the Kovei Tzaritz, that's under the rubric of a mitzvah, not under the rubric of an Isser. I saw also the Beis HaOtzar, says the same. He says that as a Dabar Pasha. He doesn't even think it's a question. And he says, therefore, he says, Shabboson is certainly a mitzvah saseh. It's not an isra saseh. Because by acting with menucha, however you do that on Shabbos, you can be mekayim Shabboson. It's true, you can violate Shabboson by doing something negatively. But as long as there's a way to be mekayim this mitzvah in a positive aspect, I don't know, you sing zmiros at the Shabbos table. So, mimela, you... This is a mitzvah saseh, this is not an isra saseh. Rav Elchanan then goes on, he's not so sure about this. Rav Elchanan says, Odiyat Efshal Lomar, he needs to give a second answer. He's not sure that the first answer is right. Maybe the answer is, Dekamo da'asi dekavod Torah adifa mishar mitzvos, kimvor b'shvus, hakanami asi dekavod melech adifa, umikom akum davar zeinu bar. A technical answer, maybe there's a special, kavod melech is bigger than other mitzvahs saseh, so we're not going to say, my ol mehaya say, we're not going to say the regular asi dochalos, say it's like, Asay dochalos say sheish bokaris, you know, lamashal. This is a very chashuv asay, we can't violate it. But fundamentally, he's saying the real hagdara is probably as we understood, that any time you could violate something in an active fashion, that might be an isra asay, even if you could also be mekayim in an active fashion. I saw the Ksav Sofer, just assume that way also, the Ksav Sofer says, Vikidashto, if you were to violate Vikidashto, it would be an isra asay. So, the Mishpre Yam pointed this out, but he says it sounds like he's understanding like that second answer in the Kovei Tzaritz, because presumably you could fulfill the Kiddushto by acting in a way which is, you know, above and beyond. There is a way to be mekayim the mitzvah in a higher level, and nonetheless, because of the fact that you can violate it actively, he assumes it's an Isser Aseh. Okay, so...
So do you also have to assume that Almana for the Rama, that based on Almana and Anisuin, you have to conclude for the Rambam that and I say, would it be docha shtei lavin?
Josh, you weren't just the best. You know that? Because that was my next topic.
So, right.
The next question is going to be, okay. But just before I just wanted to, I caught up on halachic
demand. I sit so close to you, I started thinking like
that. No, I really appreciate that. Maybe it's because I sit so close to you, I'm starting to think like you. That's you've been my spiel. So, the Shulchan Aruch, just so everyone should know, theoretical halacha, not so theoretical maybe if you're Sephardi. Is that the practical halacha is also chayve asay? The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that there is yibum on those women in theory. Again, meaning that you'd have to do chalitza, but imbal lukanu, and it would be potros tzarasa in source 14. Okay, so chayve lavim yasay. So the yeah, go for it. Right.
Like he seems to be trying to like address this question, like that it's not just simply about Humaser or Shabbat, but more about like, what the character of the essay.
You're saying if it were the case that I could be Mekayim in an active way, then it would be an essay gomer. Why wouldn't it be? That wasn't what you're saying.
No, I'm
just
saying
he's creating different categories.
I'm saying that he's not trying to distinguish simply between whether you're violating it actively or passively, but that he's trying to characterize that this is a different type of asay.
Right, but couldn't you have understood that as saying, because you're violating it actively, that's not a standard asay gomer? I mean, asay gomer means do something. But this is something which you don't do something, you're supposed to not do something.
But I wouldn't focus, like, first on, like, the way you violate it, but on what the asay is, and then, like, once you've determined that, then, you know, that might key you into
it. I hear.
Yes, and then I'll see. It could be
also the paradigm. It could be your paradigm is a simon, but it's an asay. And
I say,
would
you
want to
violate actively?
Right.
The simon,
that is an
asay.
Right.
Okay.
So,
you know,
this would answer the
theorem
between the Rashba, right?
This is
Rebbe
Chaim.
Why will this answer the steer in the Rashba?
Then you say that Aseda, he's talking about the Nadocha as just the regular.
Right, you could say it. You could say the Rashba's talking about some Isra Aseda. Well, I don't know which one that would be.
No,
does he say out the words again? The Rashba.
So that's what they are.
The Mitzri.
I'm saying it's Mitzri, it's Be'ula.
Right, you'd have to get creative to figure out what.
There are other Aseda.
Right.
Mitzri, Adomi, and Be'ula.
Som Tassim Alecha Melech, that's what he was talking about. But the Pashtus is he's referring to all these three essays, I'd agree with that. Okay. So we said earlier Chayav Elavim Yaseh, the Gemara is Beferish, not me. The Gemara is Beferish that Chayav Elavim Yaseh is there's no Kenyan, and it's not Poter Sarasa if you do Yibum on them. So just stam just a little bit of Cheshman here. Question is, why does the Gemara know that's the case? So Bishlam, according to those Rishonim who say that an Aseh is not Doche another Aseh, those was Sudime. So I understand, okay, if it's not Doche an Aseh, it's certainly not Doche Alav Aseh. But why is it so pashut to the Gemara? If it is the case that an Aseh is Doche Alos Aseh, and it is the case that an Aseh is Doche an Aseh, why can't you say, how does the Gemara know? Maybe an Aseh is also Doche both of them. Where's the Gemara get this call from? It's possible to be Doche both of them. So I think the simple answer, I think Rav Roblowski was referencing this, that maybe it's like Tulan, is that what it was?
Tulan,
twice
the Rashba, that's one. If you think Tulan is not
Doche,
then that would be one mahalach.
One mahalach to take is that this is, they view this as Tulan, this would be no different than Tulan. Is an Aseh Doche Tulan or not? So if it were the case, maybe what the Rashba, maybe what these Rishonim hold, that an Aseh is not Doche Tulan. And so an Aseh and a Lav is basically the same thing as Tulav. In the same way, as say is not Doche Tulav, it's not Doche anytime you have two different Isurim, an Isra Aseh and a Lav as well. Tosfos on Daf Gimel, I think it is on Mubeis, he doesn't hold this way. He says that Naseh is Doche Tulav. So it happens to just work out Lishitasim. Tosfos is able to say what he's saying potentially, that Naseh is Doche Tulav, because he thinks an Aseh is not Doche even an Aseh. If you held an Aseh is Doche an Aseh, and you thought that Naseh is Doche Tulavin, you'd at least have to scratch your head. Why is it Pashut to the Gemara that Naseh is not Doche Naseh and Alav? Maybe there might be another answer, but it's a simple cheshbon, I'd say, ends up that way. Rebbe was saying something to me. Rebbe had, I think, an answer to that question also, but I don't know if I have it clear.
No, it could be that the Lav and Naseh are an integrated group, and to Lav and there are a number of answers.
Rebbe's saying, if it's happenstance versus...
If you have two lavins, so then you might say, you're just dividing. You also might then be mechalik between different types of lav and aseh. But if the lav and aseh come from the same source, I mean, it's the same iser, it's an iser lav aseh, like Shabbos, Yom Tov, etc.
Right.
That might be different than if you happen to be... Then you have an aseh that violates two separate lavins. Although in Tulavin also, I always think that he might be mechalik between things like Tumura and Bal Yura, as opposed to two independent lav.
Right. The Gemara here is by Almana Lekoyin Gadol Zibu'ula.
Right.
I mean, those are two.
They
happen
together.
I would have thought the opposite. I mean, they're two separate Yisurim.
Wow.
There's Be'ula and there's Koyin Gadol.
Shira.
Almana.
Yeah. It's Almana Lekoyin Gadol, but it's two aspects. So it's like a. So
the
maybe they're.
The man is saying of the Mitzvah and.
Right. Ramban puts together. That's a good point. Right. So. Right. It could be there's one cheshbon over there and there's a different cheshbon.
I don't mean if technically they're. I mean they're if they're basically come from a similar machayev of what the standards of Kohen Gadol is, as opposed to like coincidentally. Well, because has a case where you have a coincidental, like Aseh Balav.
Would the Mitzri's case be like a good one, like a Mitzri's and also a Grusha?
Maybe.
Okay.
But I think that might be the if the paradigm is like Gongaba, which it is, then that's Be'ula. So again, that they're two different dinim, they're different psukim, but they're not unrelated.
They're both dinei koin.
They both have to do with the same with the standard of. What is permissible marriage partner
as opposed to two totally unrelated different areas of halacha which happen to overlap.
You have two related lavin, like a drusha and a halal lefalin for the sheet that I say is not tochashne lavin, so Rebbe would say it is built.
A what?
If you had two related lavim, like let's say a grusha and a chalala, two kohanim. So
could be. Again, certain things integrate better than others. I'm saying here it's the standard. It's not just a coincidence. Almanu lekohen gadol, yisua. It's the, you know, it's, you know, the common denominator is, you know, the different standards that a kohen gadol has as opposed to a kohen hedger.
No,
in other cases, if it's, you know, I think in each case you have to look at it.
But you
get,
in other
Yisurim,
would have the same standards. Like if you had among the psulei kohuna, so if you had.
Right, so say psulei kohuna plus, let's say some other, you know, some, with some other broader, let's say, iser knisa lekahal, you know, is certainly less connected than almana lekohen gadol, but I don't know whether it's completely because they are also, you know, it's, because they're all standards of ishos. I'm not sure whether or not they're completely unrelated in the way that certain other things could be.
No,
again, mashulamad over doma and the lavin, you have similar problems.
Yeah, I was asking if you had two lavin that clearly are related. Like, let's say you have a woman who is both the grusha and the chalal, which are both yisurei kohuna.
Right.
So according to the sheet that say is not docha shnei lavin, so according to what they say here, it would be docha?
Possibly. Right. Again, there are things that are even more closely related, let's say, which is things like tzmura and things like
that.
But, yeah, I think these are related. I think you could be mechala.
I thought I was suggesting the other one.
Well, it could be either way. Meaning, if you see the doubling as what?
Like your sabbatimura.
Yeah. If you see the doubling as, you know, just, you know, piling on the yisurin, you know, then you might treat it as one. And if you see them as making it more chamor, and therefore not, you know, then you can't divide and conquer. So it's like, you know, do you have a stronger enemy, or do you have two enemies? Or do you have the same enemy, just, you know, it's technically very more yisurim. So I actually think that there are like three different paradigms. And again, even the ones that we're talking about, I think is a lot of work that requires, like Bayar Bayimatze, Tmur, again, not just a lobby, but somebody mentioned Tmur. But, you know, loyaf defender below Yamir, I think that's part of the issue, you know, is whether or not they're just, you know, piling on the Yisurin, or that's part of the debate, whether he gets, you know, separate Malkus, whether he counts it separately in a Mikos, you know, all those kind of things. So, or Bal Yiron, Bal Yimotza, you know, has very interesting things to say about it. He says you can't violate one without violating the other, but he also describes them, you know, differently. It's like being different. So I think it's a complicated question. Meaning, in Tosis and Rishonim here, Ase versus, which is what you're talking about, the two Lavin, they just, you know, treat them all the same. And, you know, again, most discussions of Ase and Lavin are also treated all the same. And Chaschinov does raise, you know, in a few places this question, or at least I think he's poshe in the end that there's no difference, but he says, oh, you know, at least some of the cases that he has are totally just coincidental. So I just think there's a difference between a coincidence between, like, things that, oh, are at least, you know, ishus, pagam, and even within ishus, like, as I say, grusha v'chalola for a kohen is definitely much closer than, you know, than let's say, you know, mitzri and some other. But almana, you know, kohen gadol, yisua, even though we're different, it's not by Rabbi Matze or here, because you can split them, but the idea that they, those I think are the closest, so I don't think that's a coincidence in the sugya.
Okay.
But also may affect, as I said before, the other issue, which is the debate among Bali Tosis, you have Ase versus Los Ase Viase, you know, whether or not there's Malchus or not. And whether you're Makai in the essay, just it's an Easter God to do it or not. That also may depend on the nature of the combination, of the particular combination of the essay and the lab. There might be like two paradigms.
Okay, so Mr. Shem will touch on that by the end of this Kabur. just want to raise one general question by Chabi Lavin Gassay before we get into what I'd say is the last topic, the biggest topic of the Kabura.
But is the chalitza on chayav elavim ve'aseh l'maskana, is that chalitza midioraisa? Or is that chalitza midrabanan? Maybe it's just a gzeira. Maybe she's like a rayo. She really goes free midioraisa. And then Chazal said, you know what, you should do chalitza on this one. So it's machlokas rishonim. I just gave you one Ramban over here. The Ramban, at least in one stage of the Gemara, has two deus about this. He says on Amud Aleph, this is before the Maskana, but he says, Vikla meidak, umina nisuin minicha. The Gemara started off by saying, Vishlom mina nisuin. I understand why there's no yibum, but yes, chalitza. And Tosus is bothered, and the Ramban's bothered. Why is it Vishlama that there's chalitza? If there's no yibum, she should be like Chiyuveya, she should be like Arayos, she should go free. So he says, how come it's nicha? At the end of the day, there's no dechia here. Am I choletzes? She should be like chayuve krisus, where there's no chalitza either. So the ikal meimar sfira lon zika bichdilo paka. See meir's chabura. But zika bichdilo paka dechayave lavin lo mifki I kiddushin. Maybe what's going on is that whenever you have someone who is shayach to kiddushin, so the zika can't just disappear. So the chalitza we expect, and is true, even midioraisa. So the Ramban later at the end of the Ramban's complicated, goes back and forth. But even lemaskana, the Ramban raises that possibility that the reason why you have chalitza is midioraisa, because if there is tefisas kiddushin, there must be chalitza midioraisa. The zika still exists. Inami, ikolamei mar gzeira mishum shai chayve lavin. The Ramban raises maybe this whole, we weren't bothered because we said, okay, there's a gzeira. If we're going to be gozer, if the chayve lavin at the end of the day are going to need chalitza, and that's midioraisa, so maybe the chiyuve lavin biyase also, they said, you know, agzeira midrabanan. Rabbi Yaffin has a big footnote as he's wont to have, and he quotes the Bahag, Tosfos, Tosarosh, Rashba, Rambam, Ritva, and others who all say this chalitza is midioraisa. The standard, I guess the rove, Rishonim think that it's dioraisa. He does note that the Meiri, the Rivam, who Tosfos Harosh quotes, and Ayad Ramah, they think that really this is only midrabanan, like this tzad in the Ramban. And there's two different reasons. I'm just going to stick again within the major sheet over here when we're talking and doing a little bit of cheshbon. So there's two reasons why you say she needs chalitza midioraisa. Why she needs chalitza midioraisa? So the Ramban gave us one answer. Maybe she needs chalitza midioraisa because anytime you have a woman who is shayach to tvisas kiddushin, mimela there's a zika and you need chalitza midioraisa. The other answer is which Tosfos gives over here in source 18. He says that at the end of the Maskan of the Gemara, he says, "Almanim yisuim b'chayav yasei nafkalan miyavimto." The afagav den only yibun only chalitza. He says, "Rav Gidol Marav's drasha at the very beginning of the Gemara was not thrown out. Rav Gidol Marav had a great drasha. We misapplied it to chiyuve lavin. Chayave lavin was not who the drasha applied to, but it then gets applied to chiyuve yasei and to chayave lavin yasei. That although there's no yibun, there's exeris hakasuv. They need chalitza midioraisa.
It still may be."
Right, it still might be Zika, but we need a mocker to say.
Either way, because either way you have to contend with the klal, you know, kol she only ibum. So the Gemara's only, you know, crack in that was Rav Gidol. So you still may need a mocker to teach you that the phenomenon, you know, exists. Right, but the explanation of, you know, you do or you don't. That's a big debate. In other words, do you need the maskana, a bakar, to teach you, and you can have chalitza, daraisa, believe daraisa.
Right. So Ramban says no.
And the Gemara only introduced that to explain what it ended up excluding, you know, namely aseh dokalos aseh, it works.
Right.
So that's a 2 days in Ramban, and that's the Bahat, where the, most of them show 2 days in the Rashi, but it should also, and it's that, that's a big question. But it doesn't mean that the rationale isn't because of the Zika. It could still be because of the Zika.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand. Rebbe's saying, what I was saying was Yevimto either creates a Zika, if you want to say it, creates a Zika, and then you mainly need Chalitza, or Yevimto teaches you need Chalitza, which creates a Zika. I don't know what the order is.
You could say in its own right, because some people think that the concept of Chalitza Daraisa, even though Yevim is us, or doesn't need Rav Gidol. But you might need that, depending on how far you understand the klal of, you know, kol she'en olib amen on l'chalitza, especially if you think it's not, if you think that that's about the common denominator of Zika, then maybe that's what Rav Gidol is being mechadesh, you know, that you can have a Zika, you know, without yibum, without a chiv yibum, or that you can have a Zika for a chalitza without a Zika for yibum. or something of that sort. I was saying you're presenting it as a, the first point, which is that there's a problem because there's still a Zika. First, I think it has its roots in the Rambam. The Rambam really says that. The Rambam that you were quoting before, that's really the Rambam's, you know, point.
That
there's chalitza d'oraisa because there is the tefillas kedushin and the Zika.
I like the Ramban. The Ramban.
I'm not saying the Rambam is one of, I think, first.
Said it first.
Connected this in-between status with there being a Zika. He said, because she's still Zkuka.
Right.
I'm just saying that doesn't preclude saying that you still need Rav Gidel, which is what Tosis is adding, and what the Bahag and those people are saying.
Okay.
Because it could be that without that, you might have said that even if there's a Zika, if there's no Yibam, there can't be Chalitza, because Lamaisa, Chalitza is the spurning of the real opportunity of doing Yibam. It's not just the presence of the Zika. I mean, that is a separate question about that cloud. So there are really two questions. One is, you know, what is the reason for Chalitza without Yibam? And the second is, do you need a separate Zeres HaKasuv, you know, Rav Gidel's drasha to teach you that?
So, yeah, I was presenting just about the second question.
You're contrasting.
Right.
You're saying there could be two reasons why there's Chalitza Daraisa when there's no Yibam.
Right.
Daraisa. One is that there's a Zika, and the other is Rav Gidel, you point to Tosis.
Right.
I'm just saying, those are not...
Those two are one and the same.
They could be one and the same.
Right.
Right. So okay. One is the question, how do you know that such a phenomenon can exist? And the other is, the question is, you know, what is that phenomenon? Is it regular Zika, but some sort of artificial impediment to Yibam Daraisa? You know, and what level of that? Or is it a Zika of Chalitza, you know, as opposed to a Zika of Yibam? Is it a regular Zika? I'm saying that there are two different issues, that's all.
Okay. Fine. So the chalitza, let's just stick within most Rishonim that chalitza is required midoraisa. The big question I want to talk about just for the rest of the Chabura is, I have a problem with this Gemara. When Meir and I learned this Gemara, we were scratching our head for a while. Let's talk about the chayve ase velos ase. So this chalitza midoraisa, this woman is, call it, maybe I don't want to take a stand on what it is, lemais is it's shayach to have chalitza with this woman. The reason there's no Yibum is there's no Dechiyah. Since there's no Dechiyah, so there's no Yibum over here. So I have an issue, which is as follows. If I have a mitzvah saseh, and I shouldn't have been doing that mitzvah saseh, I go ahead and I do some mitzvah when I was violating an issur at the same time. And the rules of Dechiyah are such that I shouldn't have gone ahead and done that mitzvah. So do I get the mitzvah points, do I get the mitzvah saseh, or do I not? I'll give you an example that's a little bit abstract. The Pischei Tshuva in source 20, so he says that, he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a shaila. If I do a milah on Shabbos, when it's shelo bizman, so I don't have a heter to go and do a milah, and I do a milah on Shabbos, so am I yotzer or am I not yotzer? And Rabbi Akiva Eiger talks about avid lo mahani, etc., etc. He ends up paskening that the milah does work. He says, I'm writing lehalach of olamaisa, I think that's what the Pischei Tshuva thinks was his maskana. But when you do a mitzvah in a time when you weren't supposed to be doing that mitzvah, okay, so you didn't have dechiyah, you didn't have ase do chalos ase for you, you didn't have a drasha which allowed you to do the milah on Shabbos, but you still got the mitzvah. You did something wrong also. You got the isur also. So why is it the case by chayav elavin v'ase that if you do yibum, that lo kanu, and that it's not poter tzarasa? Everyone understands the question? Yeah. Again. So. So. Just. What? Even though you didn't get the.
No.
Yavid Lomahani was my distraction. I apologize. The question is just.
You're basically asking what is fulfilling the mitzvah even have to do with dechiyah.
Well, there's dechiyah now. Okay. There was no dechiyah, but I still did the mitzvah. I did the mitzvah. I violated this at the same time. I shouldn't have been doing it.
I think it's true for all of the permutations, though, not just asay and lav.
Not
the whole discussion seems to be assuming.
So why
is it that I'm not coding? Again, when I do, I just want to give a couple other.
I didn't say I need them.
Anida. Right. Anida is a fantastic example. We'll bring that up now. I was going to bring it up later. When you, Gemara and Psalchim, Tosfos Medayek from, that if, it's one of these Makars, page 4, I'm sure it's somewhere there. The Tosfos is Medayek from the Gemara and Psalchim. It says that when you were to go and be Boel Anida, if you were to do Yibum on Anida, so it says Mitzvah Avi. You did a Mitzvah. So it's clear, says Tosfos, that it's Meduyak, that you did the Mitzvah when you were Boel Anida. And when you and you would be Kohenaher, says Tosos. So why Chayav Elavin and Chayav Asay different? We're just going to give more rayos to this basic idea that when you do an Asay, when you should not have been doing it, when there was no Din Dechia, there does seem to be a Kiyum. So the Rebbe referenced the Tosos in Chulin. Tosos in Chulin talks about if I do an Asay against a Los Asay Ve'asay. So I shouldn't have done it. An Asay is not Dochei Elavin Asay. I shouldn't have done it. But do I get Malkus when I did that? I violated the law at the end of the day. Do I get Malkus or not? So the Riva says, no, you do not get Malkus. So it's clear if you just, we can just jump to the bold in 21. Vitirates, dinehi delo dochi, miuim overal oso lav, eno loka. You're not going to get Malkus. Deha delo dochi, hain mishum ase. Aval halav kemanda lesi, the ase dochi li. The ase at least was able to be doche the lav over here, so you're not going to get Malkus. What's clear from that Riva is when you have an ase up against a los ase and ase, so your ase is still there. You still were mekayim the ase. And what you did was wrong, but whatever the parameters, the nafkaminas of that asay are, you'd expect to exist. It should be imbal kana and poter tzarosa, even by the chayave asay and the los asay. There's another gemara in Psachim which I wasn't so familiar with, but the gemara in Psachim, I think this is a whole deal, but the gemara in Psachim has a limud that if you were to go eat matzah shel tevel, that you wouldn't be yotze when you ate matzah shel tevel. So I saw them. Some of the Achronim point out that that's another raya. Why do I need to get a limud for that? The real din by Tevel, Tevel's Misa Bidei Shemaim. The Achronim assume from the Shah Gesari and onward as much as I saw that the same way Naseh is not Doche Elav Sheish Bo Karis, so too it's not Doche Elav Sheish Bo Misa Bidei Shemaim. So I wasn't able to go and eat the matzah anyways. It wouldn't have been mutter for me to do it Midei Naseh Doche Lo Saseh. So why do I need a limud? Anyways, you're not Yotze because Aseh is not Doche. Elamai, you would have expected to be Yotze the mitzvah despite that what you did was wrong. And I need a limud, therefore, to tell me, you know, actually you weren't Yotze over here. So there's a lot of rayos and shas outside of our Gemara, which seems to say. Right, the Ramban, the Tosfos over there talk about mitzvah of Be'al-Beira.
Tosfos in Sukkah.
Tosfos in Sukkah asks me.
Tosfos in Sukkah, it quotes the Gemara, Matzah Shel Tevel, that founded in Sukkah. It says, like, why don't you say mitzvah of Be'al-Beira?
Right.
Right. And the Ramban,
Lamed Hay,
that's
our
question.
Okay, good. So, Yitzhak Shem, we'll get to that Ramban. I found that Ramban this morning, so I was very excited by it. So,
yeah, it's like the Hashmah.
There's very few Rambans on Psachim. I didn't know that. I never learned Psachim.
That's
so,
why you passed it over.
Because there's very few? Yes, yes.
You said that once we assume that the Hashmah Midiraisa, right? Again,
assume
that Chalitza is
Midiraisa,
right?
Right. If Chalitza is Midiraisa, so it's not a question. If you really like an Erva Midiraisa, so there's no even mitzvah, there's no zika, there's nothing here.
So when you do the chalitza deres, you're saying this woman is totally shaft to yibam, you're just only doing chalitza.
Exactly.
As opposed to saying maybe she's not even shaft to yibam.
Right, my question is why is that not the case?
But, I mean, that's not 100% sure, because yeah. There's an indication earlier in the memory, even before the avchach, like Rav and avches sounds like that also.
Good, we're going to get to that also, right? Rava says, I don't even need a makor of aleha. Really, aseh is not doche lo saseh sheish bokaris. So what's there to talk about? So the question there is really the same question, which is, okay, Yashakayach, Aseh is not doche lo saseh sheish bokaris, but who says you're not koneher? Maybe you still get the mitzvah, maybe you're poter tzarasa. Where did Rava get this from? So you're right, it's a theme throughout.
There, the problem is really the opposite problem more. And that is, why would you think that aseh sheish bokaris, if it was doche, would be enough, since it's got a krisis, it should be no tzitzas ishus. But
right. There it's easier because...
either way, you're splitting them, but it's...
Right. It's easiest by having what I say, because you'd expect the Kenyan...
It just happens in that example. It's because there's no Jesus Kedushin, but, you know, there's the opposite problem.
Right.
But,
right.
But it's a problem in both directions.
Right. So Tosfos and Chulin says, when I have an assay versus a los assay v'assay, so Riva at least says that I don't get Malkus. Why don't I not get Malkus? Because although I shouldn't have been doing it, the Aseh was Doche the Lav. And then I violated the Aseh, which was sitting there also. What you see is, even though I wasn't supposed to be doing it, the Aseh still exists. I still have my mitzvah's Aseh, which is why it's able to be Doche the Lav. If the Aseh still exists, why don't you say the same thing by Yibum, that okay, the mitzvah say is still here. So I did the mitzvah. I should be kona her, and I should be poter at Sarah. Why? What's wrong over here? Why can't I be kona? Here's the shot. So we asked Rav Rublowski, and half this chabura is going to be what Rav Rublowski said in 2 minutes or less. But we're gonna be ma'arich a little bit to go and give a little bit of no faith to that. So the first answer, which I think is, this is the easiest answer, but it's not true for all the Rishon. The first answer is that the Mishnah Lamelech in the Derech Mitzvah Secha, he raises the following suffix. By all these women, let's say Chiyuvei Aseh for Tosfos and Chiyuvei Lo Aseh Be'aseh for everyone, once you have Yevimto getting involved, and now I need Chalitza Midiyoraisa, so did the Isra Eishas Ach come back or not? A moment ago, this one was an Isra Eishas Ach. Then you have a Heter of Yibum comes along. And then I would have expected this woman not to be able to get Yibum. And we brought her back with Yibinto that she still needs Chalitza. So maybe, says the Derech Mitzvah Secha, is you create a Chiyuv Chalitza, maybe call it a Zika. You have a Zika which needs to get, which needs a Ptur. But Lamaisa, she's still an Eishas Ach. That's the Derech Mitzvah Secha, what he wants to raise. Or maybe say, no, there's no Eishas Ach over here. She's a woman, there's a Zika, there's, if you were to be-ball her, you shouldn't have done it, but there's no Eishas Ach. She's just a Chiyuv Lavin Yaseh. That's the Derech Mitzvah Secha. You can look over there, 22, where he raises that Sofik. So the Shaar HaMelech says, I'll prove it to you. Our Gemara is Beferish, that it's one way. The fact that the Gemara says that by Chayav Lavin Yaseh, in Balu Lo Kanu, it's clear that she must be a Chiyuv Karis. He's basically assuming our question that there is still a mitzvah saseh over here. Why aren't you kona? It must be the reason you're not kona is because now she's actually a chiyuv karis. This woman who's just naseh and a lo saseh, you thought she was only an isra aseh, lo saseh. No, if you were to be boel her, you'd also be getting an isra karis. A kinyan isn't chow on one of the arayos. She's an erva with respect to eishes ach. Says the Shaar HaMelech, that the answer to our question is that this woman is not just a chayav elav miyaseh, but when you do yibum, you're also violating the karis, which is why you're not able to be kona. Yes, your mitzvah saseh is there, but your mitzvah saseh can't be kona, a woman who's an erva, so there's nothing to talk about.
Does he say, I don't remember because we don't have it here, does he say it would be kona mitam kiddushim or mitam
mitzvah? He quotes the Avnei Nezer, I think, who says it's kiddushim, and my recollection, I could be wrong, I saw it a month ago, but I think he says that it can't be that it's kona kiddushin. He says it can't be kiddushin over here. It must be.
What are you trying to figure out?
For those Rishonim who say.
And Shaar HaMelech says tries to be a raya. One side. Because otherwise it's kona.
Right.
Is this raya otherwise it's kona mitzah mitzvah?
He's assuming it should be kona mitzvah
mitzvah.
I think he quotes the Avnei Nezer. What? I don't. Oh, he's before.
For me, quote the Marashah.
It was the Marashah.
The
Marashah
says.
Marashah says.
Yeah, Marashah says. Rashi, as in the Kenyan, he did Kiddushin. The Shaar HaMelech finds it very difficult. He says it would have to be a Kenyan, he didn't give.
Okay, I'm glad.
I'm sorry, so he says he didn't give. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. When's the Shaar HaMelech live? He's. Okay, before that, maybe. Okay, good. So that's the Shaar HaMelech's answer. In the Rishonim, after they raised this suffix, so, you know.
So you're saying that. Whether it refers to Eishes Ach or not depends on the Yerba Heter Lukahiva to the Yibum, but not whether there would be a Chiyah of Yibum to get it.
Meaning when there's Dechiyah, there's no Eishes Ach, and when there's no Dechiyah, Mimela de Eishes Ach.
You're saying, then it's circular.
Why?
Your question is that even though the Lukahiva, you shouldn't do this, if you did, there should be a mitzvah.
Like, why isn't there a mitzvah?
Right, so you're answering by saying, oh, because they're in reverse Eishes Ach. But that assumes, why is it reverse Eishes Ach? So it's assuming.
No, I shouldn't have said Dechiyah. When there is a heter. When there's
right.
A heter over here.
So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that would just require, let's say, that the Mishnah.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. In Rishonim, I'll just.
Then it's
not Chal just because she's an Erva. You can't be calling an Erva. It's true you have a mitzvah saseh. You did a mitzvah saseh on an Erva. And when you do a mitzvah saseh on an erva, so okay, you buy the karis. You're not going to be called an erva.
But your rabbi's point before that had it been the avdocha, the fact that shemir wouldn't matter, that because that would somehow remove the shemir.
Right.
Once it's not the erva, then shemir is, and therefore the condition can be chal if there's no hebrew. Whatever. Therefore, look on very points.
Yeah, I think so. Fine. So this answer is it's nice. Some of the Rishonim do say it, but some of the Rishonim clearly don't hold that way. If you look in the Rashba, I'm trying to remember. Okay, we can just read the whole thing until I find the part which is relevant. It says, V'kashali. Right now we want to say, this is in the Havamim of the Gemara, that even Chayav Elavin alone won't get Yibum. We should say, oh, you see from here, Asay is never Dochel Osasay. Why don't we use this as a limud to all of Asay Dochel Osasay in general? I'm not actually bothered by this. Deshaini Hacha, the Yibum Chidishu. Yibum is a Chidish. Shrei Osra Torah Eshasach, Bechlal Harayos. Anything which the Torah did not give you a heter to do is still nichol in the original Isser of Eshazach. Imamish says this whole idea without coming onto Yavimto, but he just says when there's not a heter, so you have an Isser of Eshazach. Okay, some point out that it's only in the Havamin of the Gemara that the Rashba is talking, so maybe the Maskani, he doesn't actually hold that way, but presumably, you know, we can at least say he might hold that way.
Well, this, again, this is, I think, similar to what I'm saying before, which is that Yibum has different standards. That's the point. He's just connecting it to the Kiddush of Yibum to begin with.
Right. And you don't need to come on to Yibum, though. It's just...
No, meaning the normal rules of Kiddush, this Rashba is one of the chorus to say that the normal... He's just saying, Bimadashah. Either you say the regular rules of Asa Dochel Osasay, or you should say that we can, that you don't say ever Asa Dochel Osasay. What's unique about this? The answer is it's unique because it's Yibum.
Right.
And even to begin with, you know, is judged by different, you know, standards. You could take that in the narrowest way. I mean, the Rajba's view in general about Dechui and Hutra is a very tricky thing. There are places where he has very strong statements of Hutra, and there are parts where it sounds like Balitosis, pure divinity. Either way, I think the bigger idea is what the Rajba is saying, that the Yibum is unique in that it, as an institution, by definition, is like a rule-breaking, you know, but if the rule-breaking goes in both directions, meaning Eidechot Balachidusha. So it's, you think, oh, it's rule breaking, so it should be more meikel, you know. But that's not true. You have to be, you know, machmir, you know, so you can be meikel, you know. And therefore, chavit lavin, even though normally asa dochalos asa yours is going to destroy the ibar. That's what he said.
Right.
It's not
the moment I don't have a heter.
Right.
Well.
He's saying the Eshasach to explain why Yibum is a Chiddush. He's not explaining that Eshasach is the problem here at all. He's saying, to begin with, Yibum is a Chiddush.
So how did I read?
Because it's Eshasach.
Nishar b'chlal ha'isr harishon? That's what I was reading.
Yeah.
Mashal hitir nishar b'chlal ha'isr harishon.
No, good. Meaning, you can't do Yibum. That might trigger the Eshasach, but I'm saying... The important thing about the Rashba, he's not just saying that this lav, you know, is Eshas. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think what he's saying is Yibum is a Chiddush, you know, and therefore it has different standards. And it could be that those different standards end up creating also Eshasach, but it's the Chiddush of Yibum through Eshasach that's the main point, I think.
Yeah.
He's not saying exactly the way the...
No, he's not saying the exact same
way. The others are saying that, you know, that it's...
Right. Okay.
Machachidish hitir, not lavin. Machalo hitir. And therefore the lavin will end up, but that's not the... You know, that might be the result. That's not the reason. The reason is because Yibum, to begin with, is this, you know, very precarious institution.
Right. When there was no hetter, mimela. It's...
Yeah.
Okay. You can read the Tosos Harosh. Also, the Tosos Harosh says that whenever you have, whenever you lack a heter, he has the same lashon that she's going to have kares. So that's another rishon on that side. There's a whole bunch of rishonim who that answer won't work for. And they have a very, very fascinating read of this whole Gemara. The Gemara again had said that from Yavimto, so we learn that a woman is Ola le chalitza, even though she's not Ola le yibum. Then the Gemara had this very complicated, not so complicated, but somewhat complicated, Shaka v'Tarya. It says, Well, you have Yivimto, and you have Kol Shein Ol Libu Me'olino Ol Lechalitza. How do you choose to apply which one to which one? How do you figure out which one to apply where? And the Gemara said, well, this one's Tafsi Ba'Kiddushin, that one's not Tafsi Ba'Kiddushin, that should be the Maskan. So the Rabbi Avraham Min Ahar, which we'll see Rashi might be understanding as well, the same way, he says something fascinating. He says, Delo Tafsi Behu Kiddushin, when you have a woman who's not Tfisa, there's no Tfisa's Kiddushin on her, namely Chivei Karis, Hilkach Karinan Behu Lakachas, excuse me, Delo Tafsi Behu Kiddushin, I think that might be a typo. This is the woman who he's talking about. Someone's seen this more recently. I thought he was talking about the Chayabe Lavi, not the Chivei Karis, but who is Tafsi Ba Kiddushin. I think it should be the Tafsi Ba Kiddushin. Hilkach, what?
It's a red light. It's a red light of Avraham Min
Ahar. English? Yeah.
Meaning you don't read it straight through. He was saying he's going the whole.
Oh, you're saying I might have just unintentionally grabbed the wrong, thinking it was a Dibra masculine. It was not. Okay, Hilkach, Kreina Behu Lakachas. At the end of the day, we do have Lakachas on the Chivei Lavi Ve'aseh. Daha ispu tzad kicha bidi avad. So why does it work? Why is lakacha shayach to the chayav elavin v'aseh? Because there is some kicha bidi avad. If you were to do yibum on a chayav elavin v'aseh, what would happen? There still is some sort of kinyan. She tzricha get v'chalitza. Hilkach ribui yivimto. He then goes on to say that yivimto is talking about them. But what Rabbi Avraham Min Ahar says is that these women who are chayav elavin v'aseh, who we've been saying throughout the entire Gemara, that in Balu Lokanu, it doesn't really mean totally Lokanu. What Lokanu will mean, he's talking about the Chayave Lavin at this stage, but what it would mean is that you're Kone Bimiktas. You have some sort of Kicha Bidiyevet, that now this woman will really need a get. You were Kone enough that she needs a get, but she also still needs Chalitza. Achronim are Medayik, that Rashi seems to hold this same way, that throughout the Sugi he seems to assume that when we talk about a woman who is chayav elavin v'aseh and you're not going to be kona, or when we thought that chayav elavin you wouldn't be kona, still you'd be kona a little bit, right? So if you look at Rashi, source 27, so he says dim kasa yesh lecha yivam. There's a woman who will apply yivimto to. I'm actually not going to read the whole thing. I'll just jump again to the bold. He says, so why do we? He says, so all that part's fine, meaning these women aren't Ola the Yibum because we don't have Lakachas. Then the Gemara ends up saying, Tafsi Ba'Kiddushin. These women, the Chiyuve Lavim V'Aseh, are Tafsi Ba'Kiddushin, that should change things. Hilkach, Karinan Be Lakachas Bidiyava. Therefore, Lakachas should apply Bidiyava. There's a way to have Kicha on this woman. But by Chayav Krisus, if the Yavam were to go and try and marry her, so there's no Kicha, you wouldn't be Kone at all. So the confusion this Rashi is, it sounds like if you were to go and do Yibum on where the Chayav Elam V'Aseh, that you would have some sort of Kinyan on this woman. There's this Lakachas B'Diavad on her. In the ensuing Gemara, there's a couple more Rashis. Rashi says, Vim Balu Kone, Kone. So what would it mean if you are Kone on the woman? On the woman who's just a chayav elavin. So he says v'yotzos beget below chalitza. What happens when you're Kone? Now they're yotzos beget, and they don't need without chalitza. So some of the achronim are medayik again. I forgot where we saw this, but they're medayik that they're yotzos beget below chalitza. Mashma by the women who you're not Kone, you're just yotzos beget. Excuse me, where you're not Kone, you're yotzos beget and chalitza. I mean, he holds like Avraham Min Ahar that you need chalitza and get when they are low kon, and then also poteres otsa ves tsaras mina chalitza v'sagi la beget. When you are poteres, when there is a ptur, so then it's enough to give a get. Mashma, if you weren't kone, not only would I need a get, but I would need chalitza as well. Otherwise, it's just an interesting lashon of v'sagi la beget. That's how some of the achronim are medayik. Fine, so why is this exciting? Because these shitos hold that by chayav elavin v'aseh, it's shaykh to have a miktas kinyan. It's shaykh to say, presumably mi d'oraisa, I need to give a get to these women after doing yibum. Mimela, what you see is they clearly weren't an erva. If they were an erva, if she did somehow, however it is, get an isra isha slach, it wouldn't be shaykh to say she needs a get from you, because you cannot be kone a woman who is an erva to you. The Meiri is along the same lines. He has a very interesting chiddush, which we could talk about for a while, but he says you could be Makadish Let's say I'm a Yavam, and I decide, hey, instead of doing Yibum, I'll just be Makadishu. So the Meiri says, that would work. I could be Kone, a woman who's Chayav Elavim Yaseh. So maybe this Raya is not as glatt because you're not doing Yibum right now. But it seems at least that prior to doing any Yibum, this woman does not have a status of an Erva, this Chayav Elavim Yaseh. I'm able to be Makadish. This woman, she doesn't have an Aser, Ashes Ach. And I'll just throw in the Rambam over here, especially because Rebbe referenced it earlier. So the Rambam says lines which I think the Beis Shmuel is medayik from, and others are also medayik from. He says as follows: so now we're talking about a chayav elav miyaseh woman, uvar le kohen gadol, and someone tries to do the kohen gadol tries to do even with her. Lo niftira tzarasa. So he's got an interesting line. First he says, what's the din? The tzara is not ptura. So I think the Beis Shmuel asks, well, why are you talking about the tzara? You should say she herself is not nikneis. You should first say she's not nikneis, and her tzara is not ptura, but he just jumps to the fact that the tzara is not ptura. She ain't ase doche es lo sase v'yase. V'hoel v'lo kana min ha-tora kinyan gamur. Lo hucha tzaras lazar. So he's got this strange lotion. Since you weren't kona her a kinyan gamur, so the tzara is not ptura. So it sounds like he's saying it's true you weren't kona her a kinyan gamur, but like Rav Rami Nahar, like Rashi, you still were kona b'miktas. It's unclear what her din would be. Do I need to give her a get as well as chalitza? What's this miktas kin, which the Rambam seems to be assuming? But there is some way to be kona this woman when you do yibum. Again, that sounds not like the tzad in the derech mitzvah secha, that this woman has eishas achor. How could I possibly have a kinyan on a woman who is an erva? Yeah.
Can you give me a shit just to answer your question on how it's different than other mitzvah, other where you say there is chalukim mitzvah that
I'm saying this is different than all other mitzvos because
or this is,
these Rishonim don't hold that way. Meaning, these Rishonim we're going to need a different answer for. But
no, or is this the answer? Are saying the same way these are the right? They are. There is someone who came in so the mail the same way. The meal of Shabbat, you okay?
It's not the full mitzvah.
It's not the
right. Right. So the question would be, okay, so
sorry, it's a part of it. So I don't even then do meal on Shabbat before meal is it full?
So Rabbi Kiva Eiger goes through those.
But it isn't in between. I think it's a very important thing.
Right. So it's an in between. If it were true that you're getting the full mitzvah, you would have expected the din to be poter tzarasa. And imbalu kanu legamre. I mean, I shouldn't even need to do chalitza. So it's certainly in between. It doesn't seem to follow the normal paradigm. So I think that's why you still need another answer for these Rishonim, for Rashi, Rav Rami Nahar, presumably the Meiri, the Rambam. Zaki Dayan, I remember, had in his Chabura a Chazon Ish who read, I'll have to ask him later, but he read a Chazon, the Chazon Ish thought in Tosfos, was Medayik in Tosfos, I believe this way as well. I don't remember clearly, but I remember he had a raya to one of the two tzadim. There's a Maharsha who assumes this way as well. But there's a whole slew of Rishonim who clearly don't think that there's... Maharsha, I know, is not a Rishon. But a whole slew of Mefarshim would think that there's no Isra Eishas Ach on these women. So why, again, Imbalu Lo Kana? So Rav Orblowski raised the second possibility when we were talking to him. He said, what about Mitzvah Bal Be'Avera? So... when you do yibum on a woman who's a surah to you, and you weren't supposed to be doing yibum, so presumably it's a mitzvah haba be'aveira, and that seems like a really great answer. So then there's no mitzvah. The rule by mitzvah haba be'aveira is that you don't even get the key mitzvah. Your mitzvah is no good. So you're not yotze. Yeah, yes.
Not to kasha. Right. Nida and...
Yeah. So it's,
I think that's the view of the Nora Buddha's negated. The son-in-law.
Right. So in the Tshuva in the back of the Sefer, they talk about this issue.
That's a son-in-law I wanted to suggest.
I was very confused who was who. It's like quoting, they were all quoting the previous discussions which were being had. So the son-in-law suggested mitzvah mabia
vera? I think so. Yeah.
So?
And our Buddha didn't
say it himself.
Even though he said very nice things about son.
That's good.
First said very nice things about him.
So the issue that Kilas Yaakov raises is what you're raising, which is we saw by Nida already. We have a problem. By Nida, there's a Chiyuv Kares, and yet Tosfos was Medayik, Imsachim, that in Balu Kanu. So what my Shna Nida from Chayav Elav Mi'asei, that by Chayav Elav Mi'asei I'm not going to her, and by Nida, although I violated Mr. Kari's, I am going to her. Both these women are Shaykh to Tfisas Kiddushin. I should be able to be going to both of them equally. There should be no difference in terms of Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera. So it's almost a, it can't be a Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera question. It can't be because of Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera. Why not? Is like the big question. Like, this seems like a really good shot. Why isn't it a Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera? So I looked a little bit into Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera. I just want to tell you a couple Maimakomos, potential reasons why Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera might not be the answer to this question. So for instance, Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Tes, Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Tes in Source 32, he says maybe Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera is only, isn't a Ptur, isn't really a Dindia, right? It's only a Din Rabbanan. The whole idea of Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera, that's only Midra Bonan. We're talking in, the world of Dioraisa is over here. So, you are Kona Midioraisa. Midra Bonan, they told you, it would be Machmir for certain things if you weren't Kona, do the Mitzvah. Over here, that's not going to be Shaykh. Okay, that's one Mahalach. I think probably most Rishonim think that it's a Din Dioraisa. The Kovitzaris is a very fascinating idea. He says as follows. He says, Mitzvah Haba Be'Avera is only Shaykh to Mitzvos where you just, whatever, you do a Maisa Mitzvah, and you get the Mitzvah points, and you get the Mitzvah. But Yibum something different. He says, anytime you have a Mitzvah, where the goal, there's a goal of a Mitzvah, there's a Totsah of the Mitzvah, so when you have a Mitzvah who has orientation is to go and be, and do something, to have some sort of Totsah, so then Mitzvah Habal Be'Avera doesn't apply. Maybe one way of saying it is, when you have that Totsah, which ends up being Mekuyim, mainly you end up fulfilling the Mitzvah. So he says, let's say Milah. So you do a Milah, you have a Mitzvah of doing a Maisa Milah. But at the end of the day, this person's Mohel. So maybe the reason why Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera doesn't apply by Shabbos is because you created someone to be Mohel. So it's not Shaykh to say that it was a Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera. You accomplished something. So maybe by Yibum, the way it works is that by the Nida, let's just focus on the Nida, the goal of Yibum is to be Mekayeh, is to be Kona this woman. Because it's Shaykh to be Kona the woman, you're Kona her. I mean, maybe that means you got a Mitzvah and it's not Shaykh to the paradigm of Mitzvah Haba Be'Avera. I was very excited because I found a Ramban this morning who I think could defend the Mitzvah Haba Be'Avera paradigm. As the Chosin Yosef says the same thing as Rav Elchanan, you can look at that there. But maybe just as background, what's the general cloud by Mitzvah Haba Be'Avera? So maybe for people who have learned Sukkah or other Masechtas, they know this, but for me this is fascinating and I wanted to share it. There's a Yushalmi. Yushalmi talks about HaKorei Al Meso, for those who've all learned Avelos in Smicha. So if someone's HaKorei Al Meso on Shabbos, so the din is they fulfilled their mitzvah of Kriya. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. You fulfilled your, because you fulfilled your mitzvah, even you violated Shabbos, your Kriya was potentially getting, without getting to Malach Hashem Tzvich Lagufa, potentially you accomplished something, and so it's worse on Shabbos when you did that Kriya. So the Gemara asks, Yerushalmi asks, wait a moment, why were you Yotzei your Kriya if you were Korei on Shabbos? It says, Chavraya Bayon, Komi Rebbe Yossi. If you steal matzah, so matzah gzula is you can't eat that for your you can't eat that. That's a problem of mitzvah ba be'avera. So how come korea b'shabbes isn't a problem mitzvah ba be'avera and matzah gzula is a mitzvah haba be'avera? So amar lon taman gufa avera b'ram hacha hu avar avera. Very big answer, but it's a big Yisod, which everyone's trying to figure out. Over there, it's Gufa Avera. The case of Matzah Gzula is Gufa Avera. Over here, by tearing something, it's Hu Avar Avera. And the Gemara gives one more example. Kach Ani Omer, Hotzi Matzah Mishu Sayach Lishu Sarabim, Eina Yotzei Ba'idei Chavesa B'Pesach. And everyone reads this Bitmiel. If you were to go and be Motzi Matzah Mir Shus L'Rishus, and then eat it, would you not be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Pesach, of Matzah? Of course you were, of course you are, and so you, so that's not a Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera. So what's the Yerushalmi saying? So the way the Beis Yosef and many, most Achronim, there are other interpretations, but most Achronim, again the Derech HaMelech here, but how to understand that is that it only applies, they'll say it a little bit differently, but I'll say it my way at least, that Mitzvah Ba Be'Avera is only Shaykh to an Iser Cheftza. If you have something where there's, where you do something which creates a Cheftza, which we can identify as a Cheftza Shel Iser, so then, it's Shaykh to say Mitzvah Baal Be'Avera applies. When you're Korea B'Shabbos, so you didn't create a Cheftza Shel Isser, you violated, you did, there was an Isser on the Gavra to go and do Kriya on Shabbos, you violated an Isser, but that's not Shaykh to Mitzvah Baal Be'Avera. If you do Hotzah Mishus L'Shus with a Matzah, so you haven't done anything to that matzah fundamentally, you violated an isur of otzah, we haven't done anything fundamentally to that matzah. When you are gozel a matzah, so you have kinyanik zela on the matzah, you actually impact the matzah halachically, such that we can look at the matzah as a cheftza shel isur, and now you can talk about mitzvah babi avir. So I found this Ramban, and I think the Ramban is taking the same lines as that that mahalach in the Yerushalmi, and the Ramban is dealing with he's dealing with the question that he thinks you can be yotzei with matzah shel tevel. The Gemara in Psachim, again, I told you, has a limud. You cannot be yotzei with matzah shel tevel. Ramban thinks, for whatever reason, that doesn't actually apply to halacha, and he thinks you should be able to be yotzei with matzah shel tevel. And then, as part of his discussion, in source 38, he asks, well, what about mitzvah babi avir? So there's this fascinating answer, which it's hard to figure out exactly why it helps. He gives two answers, but the first one he gives at the end of source 38 is v'yeshli l'tarich she'ein b'tevel din mitzvah haba b'aveira b'ibnei she'biyado l'takeh. Because tevel is something you can fix, you can go and be mafish tumus and maisos and fix this cheftza, so that's enough to say mitzvah haba b'aveira isn't shayach to the matzah shel tevel. And so we may, let's not have problem mitzvah haba b'aveira. So why does the fact that I'm able to be mesakeh make a difference? So the way I saw it quoted this morning from the Mishnah Halachos, apparently has a truth about this, I didn't look it up, but he says that he's taking the same approach of this Mahalach in the Beis Yosef. Maybe what it means is a cheftza shel iser, Ramban takes it a step further, you can't call something a cheftza shel iser if it's possible to use that same cheftza to do the mitzvah without the iser. If it's possible to take this cheftza and use it for the mitzvah, you can't call it a cheftza shel iser, or a cheftza that's possible for the mitzvah, such that you'd have a din of a mitzvah babi avir. Does that make sense? So, maybe you like it, maybe you don't. But the Ramban basically says this idea. So I was thinking, maybe that could actually answer all the questions we had up until now. You could say the mitzvah babi avir approach, and still when it gets to nida, so you won't have a kasha. Why are you koneh by a nida? Because a nida isn't a woman who is a cheftza, which is possible for this mitzvah. Wait until she becomes tahora, and then mimeila, you're able to do yibum. There's no mitzvah, we have a problem on her. But by chayav elav miyaseh, you have to figure out if there's any chayav elav miyaseh, which this wouldn't apply to. But maybe those isurim aren't isurim which could ever go away. I haven't thought them all through. Maybe those are isurim which all are impossible to go away. And mimeila, you're not kohen because there's a mitzvah, haba'ah be'aveira. Okay, I want to give just... that was this morning, that's why we changed the source sheet. Yeah.
How are you being magdir
cheftza shel
iser?
So,
because the way you said it before about the kinyan gezeila, so it sounds like you transform a cheftza via an iser, but then matzah shel tevel shouldn't be a mitzvah b'avira and certainly evil.
Right, so I was struggling with this. The reason I had other marmakos, which I took off the marmakos because I couldn't really explain how those all fit together. What I was thinking today was that you could have something which has, if you have kinyani exil, kinyanim on it, so you've changed that cheftza such that it's a cheftza shel iser. You could also have, if you have, I'm just saying, the Ramban, if the woman, if there's something which will always be usher to you, mimela, it is, if the item will always be usher to you, so that's an iser cheftza. I'm not sure if those two...
Rav thought that the pshat in Yerushalmi was what you're saying, that the so a lot of them farsha Yerushalmi has to say, but they have different ways of interpreting it also, which is the difference between a cheftza, but not a cheftza shel iser, but a cheftza shel aveira. I don't know if that's what they is figured out. Meaning, tevel is a cheftza shel iser, even if you get, I'm not sure, I have a different read in the Ramban's that, so it doesn't matter. But tevel is not a cheftza shel aveira. A davra gozel is a cheftza shel aveira. Meaning you created... you did an aveira on this cheftza, and you leave a mark in that cheftza, and that's reflected by the dine gzela, in other words, the kinyanim, and so on and so forth. Tevel is a cheftza shalisa. It was always a cheftza shalisa.
Maybe saying, right? So there shouldn't be mitzvah with aveira on
doing tevel. A mitzvah with, that's what the Rav said, doing a mitzvah with a cheftza shalisa, right? Even aside from the fact that, you know, b'yad l'taki, so you can say it's not even a cheftza. It's not an inherent cheftza shel iser.
Right.
The Ramban's into the inherent things. He says, oh, gezel is like an inherent aveira, as opposed to, you know, and the cheftza shel iser here isn't an inherent cheftza shel iser. But chafza shel avera is just different than a chafza shel iser. I mean, tabel, you haven't changed the tabel, and you have it through the mitzvah, right? Or through anything that you did. It is a chafza shel iser. You're doing a mitzvah with, or coincidentally to, doing a maisa avera with chafza shel iser. But gezel is a chafza shel avera, because the avera that you did inheres, you know, in the object itself.
So
either way, that it's, you have plenty of latitude to explain why it doesn't apply to Yibo.
Yeah, so I'll just tell Rabbi that I saw that idea in one of Rav Shechter's Sfarim. Mary showed it to me, and he quoted this Ritva, which I skipped in source 37. The Ritva
quotes
in
Sukkah.
Right, then Sukkah and Laman Aleph.
Right.
And he quotes
tries to connect Tevel
also.
Kinyan Gzela and things like that.
Right, but he has Tevel, Matzah Shel Tevel also. So he didn't seem to be understanding it was something you had to have had some sort of, right before, V'lo Nira, Nav Yishan V'ashtu Matzah Shel Tevel, V'lo Matzah Gzula. So,
yeah,
I mean,
right by his other answer to Matzah Shel Tevel, I'm just saying there are many answers for that question, including what Rabban, one of the other answers to Rabban, that the Ritva usually gives in two places in Sukkah, meaning that you only say this by Lulav, you don't say by
he's rejecting that in this Ritva, but
I'm just saying the Ramban probably the sense of a little bit different, but either way that
okay
there,
I think you took
Mayor's point, which is there's a difference between Chafta Shel Aveira, Tamon Guf Aveira, you know, Haka who of our Aveira, probably meaning the Gavra is doing an Aveira coinciding with his mitzvah. That's not the same as doing a mitzvah with a Chafza Shel Aveira. But Tevel is not a Chafza Shel Aveira, it's a Chafza Shel Iser.
Right.
So that's just.
Okay, so.
But anyway,
these we show you, I think.
What I'm saying, there are many, many. The whole question of like what's the difference between Asei Dochalos Asei and Mitzvah of Avera, I think we mentioned the other day. David, as far as I know, among the Rishonim, David Bonfield was the first person, he was the only person to ask this question and discuss it. And then it became like a huge Achronim issue, the Shagas Aryeh and everybody. Like, there. So they're all trying to figure out like what then. But in a way, this overlaps what you're talking about. This is a case of Aseh Dochalos Aseh, albeit, let's say, if it ain't Aseh Dochalos Aseh V'Aseh or whatever, and you're wondering, contrast to the son-in-law, you know, why, you know, is this with some other area? But a lot of the distinctions you're making still apply, just that.
Right. I was just trying to give a derech to say that you could take the mitzvah of the other approach, I think, and you could still defend that. I'll derech that Ramban.
Yeah.
Fine.
So, just to clarify, that only explains the Rishonim who assume that there's no Yibam at all.
You're
so
saying
mostly that you're trying to explain.
Yeah, meaning
you're right. You're saying if it's really if I'm trying to answer those, Rishonim would say there's a
meaning. I thought you came into this by saying if you did the mitzvah anyway, and I have the karos from elsewhere that even if you're not supposed to do this, you did the mitzvah anyway. So why is there no yibam? And then so if you're going to say mitzvah ba'avira, but meaning even the other sheets who said there was a mitzvah kinyan wasn't assuming that. This is following the quote-unquote regular rules that you were just... Because you weren't Mekayim.
Right, so I should have spelled it out. So the way Reb Nochum at least spells out that shita is that it's shaykh... They think there's no mitzvah, but it's shaykh to be mechalik, is one way he says it, shaykh to be mechalik between the mitzvah yibum and the kinyan yibum. So those Rishonim were saying, although you don't have a mitzvah, why don't you have a mitzvah? Maybe because of mitzvah babi aveira. So still, you have... It's shaykh to still say there's a kinyan despite that you don't have the mitzvah. Because you don't have the mitzvah, you can't be poter tzarasa. The tzaras are only niftara when there's the mitzvahs, that's his chiddush, but the mitzvahs yibum. But you could still have a mitzvahs kinyan because there's no ishazach over here. So that's not a problem, but you don't have the mitzvah over here for those rishon. Okay, time is short, so I just want to give you one last mahalach, which the Kilas Yaakov and Shir of Shlomo, that's Rav Shlomo Hyman, I think his name was. He was Talmud of Baruch Ber. I wrote this down somewhere, and he ended up being a Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Vadas. I wasn't. I think this is my first Shir of Shlomo, Chiddush of Shlomo, which I've had the privilege to read. So the it's in our base medrash. So it's like a real. What? He was the Rosh Yeshiva Taravidas. Okay, so that's just my Amaratis. I apologize to everyone. So the answer which they give, they say it's really a Yesodistic answer. They say, we've been bringing Rayos from, let's say, Kisui Hadam. The case which the Rivo was talking about was Kisui Hadam, was talking about taking Tzipori Mitzora, things where you happen to be doing an Isser, but you could have done the mitzvah in a different way without violating the Isser. You could have used other Afar for whatever the Kisui Hadam case was. You could have used taken different birds without violating the Isser to take Lakachas Aim from the Banim. But it could be, the Kilas Yaakov says this in short, and the Shiri of Shlomo says it longer. I'll just read it in sign, source 40. Aval b'chiyuva di yibum kevan de kol ha-mitzvah hi li'abi mishazu. The whole mitzvah is to go and do yibum on this woman. The mitzvah will tell us Allah hila olam klap yibim tazo, and you have this connection. The mitzvah is just between you and her. In kevan yivam azu asura alav af b'yibum, since this woman is asura in yibum, de'ein isura nidchem yikame ha'aseh, hari mimei lasu l'ramya alei klal mitzvah yibum. When you have a mitzvah which there is no way to be mekayim in a mutter way, says Reb Shlomo, says the Kilas Yaakov, the mitzvah disappears entirely. This isn't some specific yibum halacha. It happens to be, it manifests here by yivamos, but by the chayav yilam yaseh, since there's no way to do it beheter, to be miyabim this woman, the chiddush here impartially is that there's a special connection between one yavam, each yavam, and each woman that we're going to say this. But since you have no way of being mekayim this mitzvah with respect to this woman, mimela, the entire mitzvah dissipates. A couple other rayos, there's a few rayos to this, but the Gemara in Bechoros, this is what the Kilas Yaakov uses his main raya. Gemara in Bechoros says, Amrav chista behemas shvis, p'tura mina Bechora. Let's say I have a behemas shvis, so does it get kedushas Bechora when it's born or not? So the Gemara says, no, because it's behemas shvis, it's going to not have a din Bechor. La'ochla amar rachman v'ol l'sreifa. Why? Because when you have the din of shvis, is that you are only allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to burn it. Part of the halacha of a bechor would be that you have to be makrivit, you would be doing some sort of sreifa. If the mitzvah, and even here the kedusha of the bechor, would by definition lead to an iser, so the whole mitzvah doesn't exist in the first place. That's the Kehilas Yaakov's, raya. And if we go back to Rava, so it explains what Rava was doing back on Daf Ches. We had Aleha telling you that there's no mitzvah of Yibum by the Arayos. And Rava says, what are you telling me that there's no mitzvah to go and do Yibum on the Arayos? I already know that because Eina Sidol Chalosa say Sheish Bokaris. Okay, Shkoich. So there's no heter. But why didn't you get the mitzvah? Why? Maybe the Nafka Minif, why do you have a pasuk? Is whether the person got a mitzvah or not? Is it poter? Is it poter the tzaros or not? So maybe one derech, which you could say, is, no, again, this woman is, as long as she is inherently always a surah, so there's no mitzvah, which I have, the moment that we're going to say, Eina sedol chalos yishish bokaris on this woman, there's no heter. Once there's no heter, there's no mitzvah for you to go and do anything, there's no connection between you and her, or at least no heter to do, no mitzvah yibum on that woman. Why is nida different? Because a nida is shayach to go and do yibum on the same woman, beheter, there is a way to do it beheter. Once this woman becomes tahora, so the reason you were kohen her, the reason you do have a mitzvah, the way it's working by nida is, yes, you're violating an iser kares, but you are kohen her because the mitzvah exists the whole time. It exists the whole time because it is shayach with the same chefza, with the same woman, to go and do yibum beheter. It's very similar to what we were saying for mitzvah b'aveira, but it does it. I'm actually figuring out exactly what the difference between this pshat and the mitzvah b'aveira pshat is. I just figured this out this morning, so I'm not sure if that's clear in my head. Just yet. I think that helps explain the Tosfos on Tezayin Amud Aleph. There's a Keren Orah we could talk about, but I think Adkan, and thank you everyone, Yashar Kayach, for coming.